Report: Donald Trump slams Supreme Court tariff ruling as disgrace. By Nick Gilbertson on February 20, 2026. President Donald Trump reportedly blasted the Supreme Court's ruling on Friday morning, which found many of his tariffs illegal, as a disgrace. Trump was hosting governors for breakfast at the White House when the ruling came down. CNN cites two sources as saying the president called the ruling a disgrace. The outlet also reported, he told those gathered that he has a backup plan in mind, according to one of those people. Officials inside the Trump administration had been bracing for a loss at the Supreme Court, assuring the president that if the court struck down his tariffs, there would be other ways to implement them. The ruling finds that Trump's tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, are illegal. Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote the majority opinion, and Justices Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson ruled against the IEEPA tariffs. Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Brett Kavanaugh dissented, with Kavanaugh hinting at a path forward for future tariffs. Although I firmly disagree with the court's holding today, the decision might not substantially constrain a president's ability to order tariffs going forward. That is because numerous other federal statutes authorize the president to impose tariffs and might justify most, if not all, of the tariffs at issue in this case, albeit perhaps with a few additional procedural steps that IEEPA, as an emergency statute, does not require. Those statutes include, for example, the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, Section 232, the Trade Act of 1974, Sections 122, 201, and 301, and the Tariff Act of 1930, Section 338. In essence, the court today concludes that the president checked the wrong statutory box by relying on IEEPA rather than another statute to impose these tariffs. Senator Bernie Moreno, R.O., slammed the decision as well. SCOTUS's outrageous ruling handcuffs our fight against unfair trade that has devastated American workers for decades, Moreno wrote in a post on X.